this man get drive like that? Do you have your eyes closed coming around that corner? You need to go to an you need to get your bleeding eyes tested.
I think you mean an optician. You're on the wrong side of the road, not me. You Irish could never see things clearly. You turn a blind eye to everything, just like you're trying to do now.
Turn a blind eye? Try telling that to the people up the north and all them other countries your lot stuck their noses into.
What are you talking about? We gave you culture, architecture, discipline.
A load of crap buildings is what you gave us. We had our own culture. And as for discipline, Mick Collins and the lads dished out a bit of Irish discipline to the might of your British Empire.
My God, what are you talking about?
Don't be bringing God into this. He won't help you now.
Well, he must have.
What are you on about?
Just look at the cars.
Yeah, they're wrote off.
Listen, right, let's calm down for a minute. I don't even know your name.
It's Paddy.
My name's George. Both of us have no right to be alive. Just look at the carnage.
You know what, George? You're right. Those cars will never see the road again. Scrapyard material, I'd say. How did we survive that?
I don't know. It's a miracle. And here we are arguing about who did what to who.
We've no right to escape that crash with our lives. We should be dead. And here we are arguing at the side of the road, huh?
How right you are, Paddy. We should put this whole English-Irish thing to one side, yeah?
100% agree, George. Hold on!
Paddy, be careful. What are you doing, mate?
I'm just getting something from the boot of me car, if I can get into it. Here. Finest bottle of Irish whiskey you'll ever see. You're right, George. Let's let bygones be bygones. You drink half, and I'll drink half. To celebrate life.
What a lovely gesture, Paddy. A toast. Let bygones be bygones. And to life. Cheers.
Cheers.
You're not going to drink yours, Paddy?
We'll drink mine later.